proclamation number 8598 dated the August 27, 1963. The human being may not be compelled into believing by way of evidence. I don't want to exert pressure on you because you must be able to believe freely and may not be compelled into belief by way of evidence. Nevertheless, with goodwill it is easy for you procure your own proof if only you allow your heart to speak and not just your intellect alone. If you are therefore pleasingly touched by my word, then you have the evidence already, in which case you should also let your heart speak, and knowing that I only express myself through the heart, you can also be convinced of it, and thus believing will be easy for you. But I must let you keep this freedom. This is why you will never be able to produce 100% proof that you are addressed by the Father directly, and yet, the evidence will be within yourselves, and with goodwill you can have inner conviction. But your will to enter into contact with me must remain completely free, which would not be the case if you, compelled by proof, established this contact purely out of fear. If you certainly thought of me but not with love, and such mental contact would be worthless for your soul. Therefore it must also be possible for you to reject my word because you doubt that it is my word. For the acceptance depends on a certain degree of love which subsequently enables a person to recognize it as my word, and thus my word will only find admission to a person's heart where love has already been kindled. But then one can no longer speak of spiritual compulsion through the word. Yet where there is insufficient love, the word is not conclusive enough to be nevertheless accepted. Hence it is left up to every person what he makes of my word. But it nevertheless remains a great help for a person to find the right attitude towards me in the first place, if he thinks the word through, if he, for once, occupies himself with such thoughts which my word can inspire in him. If the human being regards it as a human thought product and examines it in goodwill for its value as such, he begins to think about it and can thereby also attain the right attitude towards me if he recognizes a God above himself and makes mental contact with me. Nevertheless, this always presupposes goodwill, otherwise no such examination will take place and my word will fade away unheeded. This also explains why so few people feel affected when my word from above is conveyed to them by my messengers, because not many people have the will and desire to attain me and because only a few people lead a life of love. Thus my words will only remain hollow words to which they pay no attention even if it is conveyed to them. On the other hand, however, it should not give cause for my vineyard laborers to tire and to work for me and my kingdom. For time and again individual people will feel themselves addressed by me, and these few will be saved from ruin. And for the sake of these few I will still delay my judgment which, according to people's spiritual state, would be long overdue already. But I will not divert from the day I have designated for the end from the start. Until the end, souls will still repeatedly be found which will detach themselves from my adversaries' chains, to whom I can still speak in the lost hour and who will also be so affected by my word that they will change and grant me the will. But this will always come about without any coercion to believe. For what might even be seen as evidence will not be regarded by them as such, and only a person full of love and spiritually awakened cannot doubt any more, because the working of the Spirit alone is proof for him that it is true what I convey to people, and because they find it quite natural that the Father speaks to his children, so that they need no other proof in order to believe with conviction. But the spiritually awakened and loving person will also recognize every error as such, for the light is in him and illuminates his thinking. nor will he allow himself to be deceived by wrong spiritual knowledge which originates as deceptive light from my adversary, who would always like to work in the same setting and will also dazzle those again who have no real bond with me and are therefore easily taken in by my opponent if they don't defend themselves against his influence with a strong desire for truth. He will not be able to deceive these, for the desire for truth is synonymous with the desire for me, and I will truly not let them fall prey to error. For I want to bring light wherever spiritual darkness still exists. I want to penetrate the darkness and not increase it, and I will certainly succeed where the person desires light. Amen.